Hi everyone, welcome back to Banter or Not. I'm your favorite host, Emanola. Hope everyone is doing great, hope everyone is doing fine, hope you're greasing your elbows and, you know, just rubbing your sunscreens to avoid unnecessary cracks or just any issues with your skin, you know, like don't put yourself in the position to have sunburns, basically. You know, it's been a while, yeah, I know, and honestly, I'm not coming back now to just be like, oh my God, guys, I'm so sorry. I apologize. I do apologize for going on a very long hiatus, but honestly, for good reason. Let's start from the fact that I had a couple of challenges coming back last year. Let's start as far back as last year, obviously. I had some health challenges, and honestly, I think we'll get into it eventually. But yeah, I can't believe it's been 3 years since Banter Not started. Even though I know, like, it's been inconsistent, but it's still been 3 years. Just 3 years of, you know, you guys listening to Banter Not. I still remember how it all started. Like, basically, this was in lockdown 2020, and I just kept on saying that I wanted to start a podcast, and then one day I had a really bad breakdown, and I sent one of my best friends I sent her a voice note. I think it was on WhatsApp, or I called her, I don't remember exactly, and I was literally just crying because I was fed up. I had had enough. At that point, I didn't have a job, and I was just so frustrated. And so I was just crying, basically, like, oh, this, that. I was in a really bad place, and I just mentioned it in passing that I don't know, I just wish I could start a podcast because I feel like I have so much to say, I have so much to share. And look, I'm somebody who writes. Even though I haven't written for a very long time now, we'll get to that as well. I just felt like at that point in time, I would be able to express myself better if I was talking rather than writing it, because I had a writer's block for a very long time. And so I just mentioned it in passing. I was like, I wanted to start a podcast. I don't know how to go about it, but I feel like I want to do it at some point. And I think a couple of days or a week after that, I just got this package from Amazon. And I'm like, I didn't order anything. I'm broke. Like, I don't have any money. So, like, of course I didn't order. I was just like, is it a mistake? Are you sure it's a mistake? Are you sure? And they're like, no. Is this your name? Is this your address? Then it's for you. And I kept them like, I'm sure this is a mistake. So I opened the package. Eventually, because honestly, I was scared, because I'm like, oh my God, who sent me this? Is this like a letter bomb or something? I don't know. Anyways, I opened the package and I saw a podcast, and it just clicked. And then I saw a beautiful note from my best friends, and they just sent it to me, and they're like, oh yeah, they wanted me to start this, and they can't wait to see what I'm doing, like what I do, what I share. And it was just surreal for me. Like, it was just something I mentioned in passing. I was serious, but in my head I was like, what if I wasn't even serious with this? But at that point, they took me that seriously, and they were like, these are my best friends, like I owe them, like this podcast is dedicated to them, because honestly, without them I wouldn't have started T&D. I love you guys so much. I'm gonna give you guys the shout out. But yeah, it's been 3 years already. It's been amazing, honestly, and I know that it's not been really consistent, but cheers to 3 years of, you know, you guys listening to me, even though it's been inconsistent, even though I've doubted myself so many times, I've had imposter syndrome, you know, I've been afraid of saying things as it is, because sometimes I fear that, look, if I say something, I don't want to offend anybody, or obviously there are people who know me personally that listen to my podcast, and then there are some things that I haven't shared with them, and I'm like, if I share it on this platform, then they're gonna know. So it's like, oh, is it a secret anymore? Like, the whole point of keeping this anonymous was for me to be able to say things as it is, and thankfully I've been able to do that. So as much as, yeah, I've not always want to celebrate small wins, you know, I've done a lot of self-reflection over the past year, and yeah, I realized that yes, one of my major problems, I'm someone who doesn't really like to talk down on myself or, you know, just give myself any kind of negative talk, but like, one of my major issues has been being inconsistent, like in almost every aspect. Inconsistency is it's crazy. But like last year was the year I turned 30, and I'm pretty sure I mentioned this in probably the last episode from last year, which is last season. There's a new season, it's a new year, new season. And obviously I usually start the podcast like early in the year, at least Jan. Wish everybody, oh, happy new year, by the way, guys. I wish everyone a happy new year. But I had a bunch of stuff to deal with. Towards the end of Jan, I had another big blow with Miss Rona again. I know you think like 4 years after the lockdown, Miss Rona is going to be gone, but she's not gone because she got to me again. And so, yeah, I had to deal with that as well. And the aftermath of that wasn't so great, but thankfully it wasn't as bad as the first time. Thing is, however, like obviously last year I had to deal with some health challenges, and kind of one of the reasons why I couldn't come back on my podcast when I even wanted to. But basically the summary of it all, because I'm not going to share my medical all my medical stuff on here, but the summary of it all is that the first time I had Rona and leading up to now, it kind of affected my respiratory system, and so I have a respiratory, I wouldn't call it a disease, but a problem that is kind of not curable, and so it's just going to be there with me for life. Thankfully, I'm taking proper medication, I'm doing whatever I'm supposed to do. I mean, I'm trying, honestly, because I've lived 30 years without any of that, and then all of a sudden I have to deal with this. So it's kind of a big adjustment for me. But just in case I start going out of breath, because honestly, I like to record my podcast episodes in one go. So just in case I go out of breath, just bear with me. Yeah. So yeah, as I was saying, I turned 30 last year, and yeah, I feel like, apart from the health challenges that I had to deal with last year, because I was in and out of the hospital most of the time, I spent most of last year moping about the fact that, oh my God, I haven't achieved anything. You see, the last episode we had last year or last season was about pressure. That pressure, that internal pressure, that pressure that comes from other people, from your family, from your friends, that pressure that was getting worse. Yeah. That pressure that makes you think like, oh no, you've not achieved anything in your life. That pressure got to me. It got to me. Like, it hit me really, really hard. I couldn't believe I couldn't believe it at that time. Like, obviously, I didn't even know. I didn't realize it. And I tried. It was almost as if, like, I dug a hole for myself. And I was just in there. And I couldn't bring myself out of this hole. And that's how I was feeling most of the time. So, it was a lot to deal with at that time. And that's why the inconsistencies were there. I'm not giving excuses. I, for one, did a lot of self-reflection, and I know that in so many aspects of my life I am extremely inconsistent, which is not good, obviously. However, I think majority of what I was doing last year was working. I was working round the clock. I was working like a dog. I was working and working and working, literally. At a point, I had to work, I would say, sometimes I was working 7 days a week. I was just working. And this is my routine. I wake up 8 o'clock in the morning, prepare for work. I work 10 to 6, not 9 to 5. So I work, prepare for work. It takes me about 40 minutes to get to work. So I go to work, I finish work at 6, I get home 7. I get home 7, I pray. 8 o'clock, I have a light snack. Maybe take a little nap if I'm really tired. Sometimes I'm not, I just want to rest, or I'm just catching up with my family, like, how did you spend your day and all that. And then I head to the gym. Mind you, I go to the gym twice a week, not every day. I head to the gym, and then from the gym, I'm back at home, say like 9:30, 10, and that's when I have my dinner. And I'm one of those people who don't have really fast metabolism, so I have to like spend like an extra 2 hours walking around the house or sitting, or just basically sitting upright, just so that at least I don't throw up or something in the middle of the night. And if I'm sure I've mentioned this so many times on the podcast, I deal with insomnia. So some nights I can sleep, some nights I can't sleep, and the lack of sleep has really, really affected me on a daily basis as well. And so that was basically my routine almost every day last year. And you know, when you keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, like, it's literally on repeat, it gets to a point where it literally just sucks the life right out of you. I was so unhappy. I mean, I feel like the only point in my life where I was extremely happy was when I was a kid. And even at that time, it wasn't full. I would talk about that, not today, at some point when I'm ready to share stuff about my childhood, I will share it. But for now, I'm just talking about basically now as an adult, as a working adult. Not easy. You're just doing the same thing over and over again. You know deep down that, look, there's something that you need to do, because if you dedicate all your time and effort to work, you know, it literally sucks the life out right out of you, like I said. And I got a promotion last year. I'm pretty sure I mentioned this. This also meant that I have more responsibilities, I have more work cut out for me, and I have to dedicate more time to work. I ended up having nothing, absolutely nothing going on for myself apart from work, hospital, and work. And I went to the hospital a lot last year. It's not life-threatening, thankfully, so I'm fine. But like, and so, even the things that I know bring me joy, like this podcast, for example, or my other projects, like I have a cooking blog. So I know I love to cook, and I decided, okay, fine, let me start a blog with it. But the thing is, the moment I started it as a blog, it just started, it seemed like a lot of work for me, even though, honestly, I enjoy it. So it's something that I like to do. But most times I'm like, oh, I'm tired from work. Oh, I have a back pain. Oh, I have a headache. I have this, I have that. Even the stuff that I'm doing, like in the line of fashion, I actually abandoned that for like, oh, okay, let me tell you a story on that. So I have this fashion stuff that I'm doing. I have this fashion page. I've always been somebody who is into fashion design. And I think about 6 years ago, more than six, like 6-7 years ago, I started learning how to like sew and make clothes. But unfortunately for me, I couldn't go further with that due to some issues that I had. Anyway, back to this. But then I love fashion, so I found a different outlet or a different channel to be able to still do something that is fashion related, and I was loving it. In 2020 2021, I was soaring. It was amazing. It was going so well. And then I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, my inconsistency, of course. I just say I don't know what happened. I just abandoned it. It was just there. I think I abandoned it for like a year and a half or so. And then in 2022, when I was dealing with heartbreak issues, I don't know how all of a sudden I just opened that page, and I don't know how, but honestly, last time I checked, I think I had like 100 followers, and those were my family and friends. I don't know how I just opened the page and I saw 3,000 followers on Instagram. I was shocked. And this was not even, you know, all these bot followers. It wasn't bot followers. It was actual people. Because I went through the DMs and I was receiving hundreds of DMs. People were making inquiries about the service that I provide. I wasn't even providing any service at the time. I was shocked. I was beyond shocked. I called my friend up and I told her, like, this is happening. Does this even make sense to you? And she's like, yeah, just do it. So guess what I did? I said I was going to do it later. I mean, I started and then I said, like, I'll do it later. And then, yeah, the inconsistency just kicked in. You see that do it later, that procrastination, it is a killer of dreams, because it would eat you up. You procrastinate, you say you do this and that and those later, and you end up not doing anything. So yeah, there's that. And then there's also the fact that, look, I'm pretty sure I mentioned this last year. And I said, look, last year was the year that I'm going to take my fitness seriously. I'm going to work out. I'm going to do this. Didn't I mention this like 5 minutes ago that I work out just twice a week? Yeah. Fun fact or funny story is that when I was in my early 20s, that was when I was in uni, I would see a lot of people like my classmates, my colleagues, or people like in other departments would tell me I looked like I was a teenager. A lot of people think I'm 17 or I'm 16. And I actually finished uni when I was, how old was I then again? 22. Was I 22? Yeah, I was calculating. I just turned 22 when I finished uni. So I was in my early 20s. And a lot of people say I looked like I was 16, 17. Like, I look really young, basically. And I would tell people, it's fine. Like, it got to me because I was like, people would try to like bully me for my, even when I was in high school, it was the same thing. I was the youngest in my class, and so a lot of people would bully me, and I would tell people like, it's fine, by the time I'm 40, I'm gonna look 25. So tell me why I went to a club last year. I think this was in maybe November or September or October. And I entered the club and they didn't even ask me for my ID. Ah, I was pained. I was seriously, seriously pained because my people, this is not how you're supposed to be now. The regular thing is people ask for my ID because they think I'm below 21. And then I show them my ID and they're like, oh, you know, the shock in their face. It just makes me so happy. But they didn't even ask for my ID. They just allowed me to enter. The funny thing is there were two Gen Z boys in my front that they asked for their ID, got to my turn, they just like, ah yeah, welcome. They just made me enter like that. They didn't ask for my ID. Do I all of a sudden look like an auntie now? Is that what people ask? Is that what they are saying? Is that what you're, oh no. I'm pained. I'm actually genuinely pained. I was very disappointed. It shocked me to my skin, to my bones, like, eh. So I'm already looking older. Hi, yay. I was already thinking, I was aiming for when I'm 40, I'm going to look 25. This has always been my aim. This has always been my goal. But see, the thing is, yeah, honestly, in all sincerity, I dropped the ball when it comes to fitness and working out and having these body goals and summer body and what. I cannot even wear bikini now. So the body's not body. Let me just be honest with you. At what cost is this inconsistency that I have? But the body is not body. But see, as much as the body is not body, my face card is not gonna, it's not declining. See, I have proof. So here is me. I went for a facial a couple of days ago. Now, funny thing, fun fact, it's my first time I've ever going for a facial. I've never gone for a facial. In fact, see, anything that is skincare related, I was never interested in it until 2022 when one of my best girls told me, okay, try using this and that. Before, I just would buy like a random cream in one of the pharmacies. I just used to cream my face. At least I used to do that. Back in 2020, I used my same body cream to cream my face. Basically, how people say guys cream, that's how I used to cream. I never cared about, oh, skincare, this or that. Anyway, fast forward to going for my facials. For the first time ever, the esthetician. I'm not pronouncing this word well, but you know what I'm trying to say. Esthetician. Is it esthetician or esthetician? The one that I'm trying to say. Anyway, the esthetician kept on telling me that I have amazing skin, that my face is so smooth and fresh. That's like a baby's butt. What else do you want from me? My face card cannot decline. I was so impressed. I was so happy. I was so excited. At least that one. Let me use that one. Wood body. Before I now start doing the exercise and eating the dieting food. Before I, you know. Before I get the summer body. But anyway, Sha. At least, if there's anything that I know that I'm consistent with at this point is my skincare. I don't joke with it. I don't joke with the product I use on my face. Funny thing is, I found that you don't have to use extremely expensive stuff on your face. Like the cream I use is like really cheap. Like the cream I use for my face, even my cleanser is cheap. I think the only expensive thing from my skincare is my toner. Because I tried using expensive stuff as part of let's also upgrade, and I got really bad breakouts on my face. And that's when I just went back to my chippy. Let's go for the affordable things. My face understands that it's not every time that you get as money. So sometimes we have to cut our food according to our size. Anyway, I digress, Abby. As I always do. The way my mind works, my mind doesn't stop. It doesn't sleep. Let me tell you something. This is one of those nights where I have insomnia. It's 4:30 a.m. and here I am recording my podcast. But yeah, it's something that I want to do. So why stop? The way my mind works, like I said, it doesn't stop moving. It doesn't stop thinking about ideas, thinking about things I want to do, thinking about stuff I love. If I count the amount of things that, oh yes, I want to do, you reach 100. I just think about this idea. One thing I want to do, I'll mention it on this podcast just because I want to hold myself accountable for it, is write a book. And I always said, I'll write a book. I'll write my first book before I'm 40. Hey, so help me God, because I don't know if I'm going to achieve that, but I want to put my mind to it. And I want to not procrastinate about it. I've not started. I have a bunch of ideas already running around my mind. Sometimes it just comes to me. And you see, if you look at my notes, like the notes on my phone, I use a Samsung phone. I don't use Apple products. Sorry. I'm not endorsing any brand or anything. But if you look at the notes on my phone, there's just a bunch of things that I've scribbled there. And it's just, I understand what it is. Sometimes I just go and I don't even understand. I just look at the date and I'm wondering, what is this? What did I think? Sometimes I record it on my notes. Sorry, I record it on my voice memo. If I know it's like a long something and I'm in somewhere where I can't just keep typing or something, I just do a quick recording. This is the idea I have. This is what I want to do. This is that. I have a bunch of ideas. I have a bunch of things that I want to do. But just like the course I studied in uni, I don't want to be a jack of all trades, master of none. I want to be able to master something. And thankfully, my job is something that I have mastered to the T. Sometimes I don't give myself enough credit. And honestly, there was this day that a couple of weeks ago, actually, a colleague of mine wanted to like update the company portfolio and stuff, and I had to like give my account of campaigns that I've worked on, and I was amazed. Like, my colleague was like, wow, you did all this. Sometimes I don't give myself enough credit for the kind of work I do, for the amount of work I put in, for how good I am at my job, because I'm not even blowing my trumpet in this case, but I am great at my job. Like, I am. Yeah, okay, enough, Abby, enough of the unnecessary praise. It's not necessary, Sha, because today I'm holding myself accountable and I'm saying, yes, I am very inconsistent. I know this. But I also know that one thing, and this is why I always come back, even though I go on a long hiatus and I come back and I go and I come back. This is why I always come back. I believe that you can't completely say you failed. The only time you fail, or the only time you can conclude that you have failed, is if you stop trying. You know me so well. I'm not one of those inspired to aspire to the choir for the tire and blah 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 whatnot. Or I'll tell somebody that everybody has 24 hours in a day, blah blah. Yeah, we all do have 24 hours in a day, but the way we spend it is different. I think one of my major problems is my sleep. If I get it, or once I'm able to get it sorted, my insomnia, trust me, my life will be better. Because half of the time, I am just tired during the day. And that's one of the major aches. That's one of the major problems I have. So I don't even have enough time to rest. I don't have enough time to do the things that I want to do because I'm tired already. See, apart from that, I get that. Oh, yeah, I need to work on my goals, like my fitness goals, my side projects, or my passion, my hobbies, everything that I love to do. I need to work on all of them. Because, see, I cannot be a 30-something-year-old and just be having back cracks. See, let me quickly give you this quick gist before I leave. I went to my first solo concert, and it was amazing. However, when everything was about to start, and you know, the music was about to, okay, I wanted to start dancing. As I just got up and I started to move my waist and everything, I just heard one sound. Crap! I first thought my phone fell on the floor. My phone falls all the time, so it's not a big deal. Until I realized that it was my waist that made that sound. I realized that my back was gone. I respected my old age. I respected the old age, and I said, is this how we 30 plus people, is this what we are going through now? I cannot be one of those 30 plus people, please, that they are making fun on TikTok and everything. No. I want to be one of those happening 30 plus persons. Please. But on a more serious note, like I said, and like I always say, you just have to keep trying. Keep doing what you want to do until it sticks. Because, honestly, if you try one time, it doesn't work. Try the second time, it doesn't work, and you just give up. Then, honestly, yeah, you tried it and you failed at it. But if you keep trying over and over again till it sticks, till it becomes a routine, till it becomes something that, yes, you are proud of, something that you want to keep doing, something that you want to hammer on, then that's a success. That's a goal. Isn't that the goal at the end of the day? That's the goal. That's what we want. That's what we're chasing. We're chasing that consistency. And so my motto, my goal for this year, as much as yes, I have other goals that I'm trying to focus on, is consistency. And so every other person who has been procrastinating all year long, who has said, oh, you know what, I'll do it later, let's do this together. Let's hold ourselves accountable and let's be consistent with what we want to do. It's not rocket science, but I just believe that, and it's not something that's going to be easy. I'm not one of those people that will say, oh yes, work hard, don't sleep at night so that you're, or when you're sleeping, your mate are up at night, they are trying to make money. When you're sleeping, me, I'm up at night, but I have insomnia and I'm tired. That's the truth. So it's not like this or that. But, you know, I mean, I can say when you're sleeping, I'm up at night recording the podcast. Then there's that. But yeah, on a more serious note, I think let's be our accountability partners. Let's try as much as possible to hold ourselves accountable, to be consistent in whatever it is we want to do. It's a podcast, it's fashion design, it's work, it's your hobbies, it's food, it's cooking, it's traveling. Anything you want to do, let's stay consistent. Let's keep trying. I did not say that if they are rejecting your visa application, be wasting money to continue trying. If they reject your visa application, please go and apply to another country. Just saying that, because I know I said travel and all that, but yeah, basically I'm just saying let's keep trying, let's keep pushing until it sticks, because when it sticks, then we achieve whatever goal, whatever objective it is. But see, one thing I understand is that when it sticks, for example, if I'm really consistent with banter or not, then you start getting episodes back to back to back. Isn't that what we are hoping for at the end of the day? My people, thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of Banter or Not. If you have any questions, any comments, any suggestions, send me an email on banterornot@gmail.com. That is banterornot@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram on Banter or Not. This is where I hang my boots and I say bye.